The Charter Revision Commission had a long and detailed package of changes for the charter sent to the legislature. In turn, an amended version went to County Executive Poloncarz, who's vetoed it, citing a series of perceived problems, including the switch to four-year terms, something opposed by Majority Leader Joseph Lurigo. With the County Executive Lurigo and Minority Leader Thomas Lagren favoring some provisions of the revision proposal, the three got together and hammered out some changes. Poloncarz says it's a good package, which the legislature can start working on during Thursday's session.
What we've done is what I always hope we would be able to do with the Erie County Charter amendments is fix some problems that exist in the charter, and there were some problems that existed in the charter, address needs that needed to be done that truthfully were brought out by the Charter Revision Commission, but eliminate some of the issues that I think in the end were contentious not only with people in county government, but in the public side.
Since the three say the proposed changes don't affect the powers of the branches of county government, there is no public referendum requirement, and the package can be passed quickly. The biggest single change in the package is an entirely new ethics law, melding a series of them into one law with more power for the Board of Ethics and stronger public employee disclosure rules. The charter changes also mandate requirements for more women and minorities to be interviewed for top county positions. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.